Good morning. It's 10:42 a.m. Pacific time. This is the June meeting of the KPFK local station board. We have a regular open meeting today that will be followed by a closed session later to look at the GM search. This is Michael Novick. I'm the chair of the KPFK LSB, and our secretary, Janine Rowe, will call the roll.
Okay, thank you. Michael Adler is asked for an excused absence. Alan Beek.
Alan Beek is.
Yes. We heard you, Alan. You muted yourself.
Okay, Alan Beek is present. Fred Blair.
Present.
Thank you. Sandy Childs.
Here.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto. I believe I see her.
Present.
I saw her. Okay, thank you. I saw you on mute. Yeah, thank you. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson.
Here.
Thank you. Avelia Jones.
Present.
Thank you. Ali Lexa.
Here. Ali B. Oh, okay. I thought he'd be present.
Yeah, he came on. Michael Novick is present. Thank you. James Osborne.
Present.
Thank you. Robert Payne.
Payne is here.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce.
She just muted herself. Come back to her. She's on the call. I asked her to unmute.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Thank you. Rocio Rivas.
Present.
Thank you. Paul Roberson.
Present.
Thank you. Janine Rohn is present. Mansoor Sabah. I know that I saw him log on, so I can pass him and go to Oscar Ulloa.
Presente. Buenos dias.
Thank you.
Lydia, can you speak up?
Lydia, presente. Ya presente. Buenos dias.
Yeah, no, I'm saying Lydia Ponce raised her hand. Lydia, can you speak up? Looks like she's
here, by the way. This is Lydia.
Yeah, thank you. Got it.
Great, thank you, Lydia. Going back to, we have Oscar present. Polina Vasilia.
I'm here.
Thank you, Beth von Guten. I know that I've labeled a number. I'm not sure if she fell off. Yeah, I still see her on, but muted. I've asked her to unmute.
Yeah, me too.
Going. I am unmuted on my end. You're the ones who are muting me.
No, you were.
I was not muted on my end.
Okay, well, we hear you now. Let's go on.
I haven't muted anyone so far on this call. So I have Beth von Guten present, Harvey Wasserman.
Harvey asked for an excused absence.
Right. Oh, sorry. And Kiana Williams.
Also asked for an excused absence.
Okay. Our
general manager, Mo Thomas, is here as well.
Okay, so I'm just going back to see Michael Adler, Barbara Marbach. We didn't hear from Mansoor, although I saw him come on the call.
Barbara Marbach of Bequest and Issues Absence, Jenny.
Right, exactly. No, I know. I was just reviewing that. Michael Adler asked, Barbara Marbach asked, Mansoor Sabara, I have seen his number come up, so I don't know if he's having trouble answering. Maybe he could text what his issue is. And then Harvey Wasserman and Kiana Williams. So that's four excused requests for excused absences.
Okay, thank you. We'll come back to that later. We do have a quorum. The meeting is underway. We do want to begin with a land acknowledgement, if Lydia can do that, and a reminder of how to treat our relations. Can you have a chance to speak, Lydia?
Michael, can you speak louder, higher? It's hard to hear you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I was asking Lydia Ponce if she's in a position to do the land acknowledgement.
I heard that, yes. It's just your tone. Thank you.
I'm not sure. I saw when Lydia was visible, she was outdoors somewhere. It might be that she can't speak. She has her hands raised again, but she needs to unmute. We can't unmute her unless she does. So we do want to acknowledge that we're on Tonga. Oh, here we go. Hi, Lydia.
Okay. The police just tried to shut. The police drove by, but the lady's trying to shut us down. Hi, I'm out here, relatives, on a beautiful Sunday morning to just invoke the spirit of kindness and compassion and it's Father's Day. You know, we need to give thanks for those who helped raise us, grandfathers, great grandfathers, and the grandfather of everyone who didn't get to know their ancestors. Just give thanks and live in that thanks for the day and communicate in that way. I'm on Tonga land. I'm at over here at a car show that I put together quite successfully, I might add. But I'll have my earpiece in and I'm gonna listen in. So invoking that energy of positivity and good form and respect and mutual compassion. Let's stay with that and let's have a good meeting. And please mute yourself. Please mute yourselves if you're not speaking, and wait to be called to speak, because it just causes everybody headache mutually. And I'm just going to say in a good way, it's good to be with you, relatives. I'll stay on for as long as I can. We have one woman who's trying to shut us down over here, and it's not going to happen. We have well over 70 cars, and we're just out here kicking it, having a beautiful gray day in Venice Beach, Sagna. And to the north, we recognize Tataviam land. To the northwest, Chumash. And south to Orange County, we recognize that is Hachiman land. And we always give thanks to the ancestors for allowing us to be clumsy and to make error with love and to make corrections with love and not hate and not division. Peace. Mitak Biosen. All my relations.
Mitak Biosen. Thank you, Lydia. And so I will ask Rocio if she can be a timekeeper again. And I will ask everyone, as Lydia did, to please mute yourself if you're not speaking and wait to be called on. You can raise your hand with the reactions function as a hand raise, or on your phone. I believe it's star 9 and star 6 will look. Mute yourself and unmute yourself. Mansoor, you have a hand up. Did you want to speak?
I just wanted to say I'm here. I've been here.
Okay, so, thank you. Yeah. We didn't hear you during the roll call, so you'll be marked as present. So the next item on the agenda is to approve the excused absence requests. Is there a motion regarding each one or collectively? What's the body's
Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
I propose that we do them individually.
Okay. Janine, you want to go through the list?
May I propose as well to do it collectively? We don't have that many asking for excuse absent.
Yeah, rather than waste a lot of time going back and forth, Bella, let's just go through
the list and
vote out.
Yeah.
Janine, alphabetically, it's Michael Adler was the first. He said he had Father's Day commitments with his family. Are there any objections to Okay, hearing none. That's an excused absence. Forget who's next on the list. Janine?
Barbara Marbach.
Barbara Marbach, I believe, just asked for excused absence. I don't believe she gave a reason.
She actually did email
me. Oh, okay.
She said she was with a family member who was ill out of
town. Okay. Yeah. All right. Any objections to that? Hearing none, that's excused. Next.
Kiana or Harvey Wasserman, who emailed us that it was due to Father's Day.
Right, Father's Day. Any objections? Hearing none, that's excused. And Kiana Williams, I believe, also said she had family obligations today for Father's Day. Any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, that's also excused. We usually repeat the Pacifica mission statement. I think it gets us focused. Ideas have other members of the board who haven't done it yet do so. Is there someone who would like to do it?
I am ready to read it, Mr. Chair. This is Belle, if no one else wants to.
Okay, I can't see everyone's hands. I don't see anybody else with a hand up, so why don't you go ahead, Bella? Thank you.
Thank you. The Pacifica Mission Statement, to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sufficient, sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory action of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934, as amended. In radio broadcasting, operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes, workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creating creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purpose of this corporation, to promote the study of political, economic, and economic problems, and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonism. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. This is the Pacifica Mission Statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. And in relation to that statement, we also have the custom of every local station board meeting. We pass this as a policy that we issue an appeal for funds for KPFK to help us fulfill that mission. I want to urge people, we just completed a fund drive not long ago, but we will probably have to do another one in July, beginning in July. And so if you have the opportunity, you can go online right now and just click on donate at the kpfk.org website. Two other important things in relation to that is that we have begun the process of the LSB elections, began June 1st with an opening of nominations period. The date of record for that LSB election, assuming it proceeds, is June 30th. If you have contributed at least $25 or 3 hours of volunteer time as a listener between July 1st of last year and June 30th this year, you qualify as a member to vote and also to run in that election. I just put in the chat the email, the URL. It's elections.pacifica.org, and you will see information about the various ongoing election processes. There is an election process going on regarding the bylaws, a bylaws revision, which voting will continue until July 7th. You had to have been a member of KPFK or another station by April 7th to vote in that one. But you can nominate yourself. The other process that's related there is if you go to that website, you can log in as a nominator as well as a nominee. In other words, there's an electronic process for getting signatures of other members. And so even if you're not thinking of running yourself, you can go to the elections.pacifica.org website and click on the section for the LSB elections and enter your information so that people can request your signature, or you can offer signatures to people who have indicated they're running. And that although the day of record is June 30th, the nomination period has been extended until July 14th because of the other election processes going on. We do have a local election supervisor for that process, as well as the national election supervisor, and the national supervisor is also, excuse me, dealing with the bylaws revision referendum vote. Mr. Reyes, you have a hand up?
Yeah, Michael, also doing the LSB elections, there's going to be a vote on the Articles of Incorporation that Mr. Jacobson so articulately crafted. And it was approved by the PNB, so it's out there. So I just wanted to add that.
Yes, thank you. That's, if you go to the site, you'll see there are three election processes, but two of them would be joint, assuming the LSB election goes forward. That, on the same ballot, would be a revision to the Articles of Incorporation of Pacifica, which is superior to the bylaws and would define Pacifica as a democratically governed organization. And
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Yes, go ahead, Bella.
And yes, not to confuse people, but you did mention that there was an extension with the LSB, so people understand the candidacy period was extended to July 14th, correct? To submit your documents to run as
yes, candidate? To submit your nomination through July 14th, but you have to be a member as of June 30th. I'm sorry, I neglected to ask for a motion to approve the agenda, proposed agenda.
And Jan Goodman, I would like to...
Yeah, go ahead, Jan.
I would like to make a motion to approve the agenda, but I would also like to comment on the election issues and perhaps add, after I make the motion to approve the agenda, I'd like to... make a motion to add to the agenda.
You have to do that before.
No, that's right. Making the motion puts it on the floor, and then a motion to amend is in order.
Mr. Chair, Paulina, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Paulina.
I'd like to second.
You're having bandwidth problems, Paulina.
Motion.
Okay, so the motion to approve the agenda is made.
I'd like to second.
Yes, heard you. Mr. Reyes, is your hand up again, or you just didn't lower it?
No, I was going to do the same thing.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and now I'd like to make a motion to add to the agenda.
Okay, go ahead, Jan. What's your...
It sort of goes along with the previous announcements, and that is make a motion to add to the agenda a public announcement that
to invite people to run for the Pacifica National Board should the New Day Pacifica bylaws pass. At our next meeting, we will need to vote for a national director to serve from KPFK. And that, that person does not have to be on the LSB, and therefore I'd like to make a motion to just have an announcement that we are soliciting applications for people to.
Okay, so that's, I think that's premature. That process is going on through July 7th and then has to be certified. It's nothing that's in effect now. We're operating under the current bylaws. And
okay, I mean, we can put it out. I just like it to be transparent that everybody is invited and not just, you know, the people who I personally invite. It should be a broad invitation because if it passes, we will be meeting within 9 days, and that's a very short window to invite people to apply. And so it just seems
okay, but the entire membership has been informed repeatedly of what's in the that bylaws revision, and it's not currently in effect.
Okay. I mean, if you think that it's better to be kind of, I don't think anybody knows this. I don't think 10 people who are in this meeting who are the most informed people about the elections know that we will be electing somebody and that person does not.
Okay, I'm sorry. You keep saying will. Excuse me, everybody else. I don't think your motion is in order. I'm ruling it out of order, Jen.
Okay.
You keep saying will. It's not will. It's would. So it's a hypothetical and a subjunctive sentence. What was your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
That was it, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So is there any objections to the proposed agenda as moved and seconded?
Drink some water, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I see a hand up from Beth Van Gunten and Bella. Is this an objection to the discussion?
This is Alan Beacon. I believe the Jen's motion is in order, and I object to your ruling it out of order.
I object.
Okay, we'll take. All right, we'll take that up in a moment. I had two other hands, Beth Van Gunten and Bella. Is this regarding the either Jan's motion or something else regarding the agenda?
This is regarding the agenda and Jan's amendment. I think it's inappropriate to for us to be voting on or addressing anything that isn't that is governed by anything other than the bylaws we. Are
okay.
Ruled by now. So, thank you.
I see a hand up from someone. 323 ends with 7138. Is that a LSB member?
This is Margot. KPFK.
No, okay. I'm sorry, Margot.
I am seeing an example of what kind of disruption and disorderly things
are
going on.
Excuse me.
I don't like it.
Okay, Bella, you had your hand up in regards to what?
Yes, I also object to any such
okay.
Motion.
All right.
And
I
am not finished. I am not finished. Thank you. And I would suggest that we take a roll call because Alan Beek is now also is for it, and so we have several people against it and one person for it. So to
I'm sorry. There were two. All right, thank you, Bella. There were two objections raised for the ruling of the chair. So we're going to vote on the ruling of the chair.
Michael, I had my hand up. Did you take it down?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is a iffy type of situation that my colleague is requesting to put on the agenda because, for instance, there's somebody that's running for on the New Day Pacifica platform. That is actually in violation of the bylaws as a result of running, because this person is termed out, but yet they get the benefit. So, I mean, this is completely out of order, and I encourage members of the board not to support it. Thank you.
Jim Osborne to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Osborne. You can raise your hand with the reactions function. Are you aware of that? I see two other hands also, Eric Jacobson and Janine Rohn. Mr. Osborne, go ahead.
Yeah, I think what Jan is trying to do here is well taken. She's just trying to make this public, just like the Articles of Incorporation. The Articles of Incorporation that Mr. Jacobson is proposing is an amendment, and you gave notice of that, and that's appropriate to do. And that hasn't been approved or voted on yet, no more than the New Date Pacifica bylaws have. They're authorized by the Pacifica Foundation, meaning the referendum has been authorized, and there's no difference. I mean, the people who are opposed to New Day, that's fine. You know, this isn't a vote on the referendum. It's just a vote on making an announcement that every member of this board and anybody who's listening is eligible to run.
So okay. Hang on a second. Excuse me. Bella, please do not speak without being recognized. There were people who had their hands up to discuss this issue. We're going to take the few comments we made. Janine, for some reason, I'm getting a lot of dinging. I think that's something to do with people coming on the call, or I don't know what it is.
No, it must be somebody who's not muted getting a dinging on their messages or something like that.
I don't want to have to mute everybody and then unmute people individually, but if we can't get everybody to mute themselves, we're going to have to do that. Janine is next, and Eric, and then we're going to take a vote on the ruling of the chair.
Well, I was going to ask for orders of the day, call for orders of the day. I didn't want to move up, but I could have done it before you just said we were going to vote. So,
okay. All right, well, Eric had his hand up. I don't know if he has a comment to make, and then we'll vote.
I do, Michael. I do have a comment. Nobody has objected. Nobody has objected to the ruling of the chair. I second Janine's call for orders of the day.
I'm sorry, there were two objections raised.
Not to the ruling of the chair. There was no formal objection to the ruling of the chair. This is out of order.
He did not use that terminology.
Mute him, please.
You are muted.
Okay, so everybody is muted. Excuse me. I understand, Mr. Beek. You objected. There was a second objection. We're going to vote on the objection. If you vote yes, you uphold the ruling of the chair. If you vote no, the ruling of the chair would be overturned. Janine's going to call the roll individually, and then people will vote. Let's move on.
Okay, thank you. Alan Beek. And keep in mind, everyone, I had to mute all, so you would have to unmute to speak.
You are unmuted.
Alan Beek, am I heard?
Yes.
I vote no. I object to the ruling of the chair.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Thank you. Sandy Childs?
I vote no.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
I oppose the ruling of the chair. So I guess that's a no, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Thank you. I'm having trouble with my my tally. Avelia Jones?
No.
Thank you. Ali Lutza?
No.
Thank you. Michael, James Osborne?
No.
Thank you. Robert Payne?
I vote no.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
You're muted, Lawrence.
Yes, am I still muted? Yes.
How did you vote? Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes. Thank you. Rocio Rivas?
Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you.
I vote yes.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Thank you. Janine Roan is a yes. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa?
You have to unmute Oscar. Oh, he's back in the waiting room somehow.
Oh, sorry.
Oscar, are you there?
Yeah, my call dropped. I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Paulina Vasilia?
Vote yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Thank you. Beth Van Guten?
Beth, you need to unmute yourself.
It's not muted on my end. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And so without the chair's vote, we have 10 yeses and 9 noes for a total of 19.
The chair upholds his own ruling. So the ruling is upheld. Any further objections or amendments to the agenda?
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
I did not hear you well. Did you vote on the ruling of the chair and how did you
Yes,
vote?
I said I voted to uphold my own ruling and that the ruling is upheld. I asked are there any further amendments or objections to the agenda? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. I do want to make some brief remarks and an after-action report. I have been in touch with the IGM, Mo Thomas, and I'm sure he can speak to us when we get to him very shortly regarding the GM and LSB reports to the listener and also regarding the question of having a debate on KPFK. We did produce an LSB cart, which was aired for a while, along with an opposing cart, but both carts have been removed by order of the NES and carried out by the IGM because of an error in the LSB's report. So we will have to record a new one, and we'll try to do so very shortly so that we can...
Michael?
Yes?
Sandy, can I have a comment?
Go ahead.
Your no thing aired this morning with the fake Danny Glover support.
I don't know why or how, because I saw definitely that IGM said it was ordering them not to be run.
Yes,
so
working on it, but it was.
All right.
I'm not bothered, Chair.
All right, thank you. Nonetheless, that's the I'm sorry. What's your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
Chair, do you hear me?
Yes. What's your point of order?
Well, I'm trying to get to it. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. So New Day Pacifica also had a really classic phony endorsement that Jane Fonda endorsed the campaign.
So. That's not a point of objection.
I'm sorry, I agree. It's not a point of order. It's not relevant to the discussion. All I'm saying is that the LSB needs to re-record its cart urging support for a no vote on the bylaws which will allow listeners to, again, hear the opinion on both sides of that question. That's just an after-action report because we did record one and it was pulled, resulting in officially no cards being supposed to run until it's corrected, so we have to correct it. My other remarks are that there have been some controversy at a couple of the committees, and one of the issues that came up, particularly at the Program Oversight Committee, is related to the policy we adopted on membership on the committees. We've resolved some of the problems, but the key problem is that we do not have enough LSB members participating on the committees, because that then restricts the amount of voting participation by non-members on the committees. And we want to have effective committees developing projects and doing work on behalf of the local station board and on behalf of the station itself. So I would urge members who are not currently participating in committees, such as program oversight or particularly fundraising, to join those committees and to participate. So the next item on the agenda is the general manager's report, and I'll ask Mo Thomas to unmute himself and take some time to talk to us this morning. Thank you. Mo, are you still here?
He said he was going to have to leave before now. So
he said 11:30.
So the half-hour discussion of the 15-second announcement.
It's Sandy. He said 11:15 or 11:10. He's gone a bit.
Okay, I can report to you from what he sent to me. He's in the process of discussing with the staff changes in the programming grid. He wants to have he's planning to do a report and invited me to participate with him on discussion about the grid and other issues facing the station. And he's planning to schedule, after discussion with the staff, both the general manager's report to the listener and an LSB report to the listener, taking calls from listeners. And in addition, he's raised the issue of the severe fiscal problems that the station continues to have, with the intention to begin another fund drive in July. And we'll get into more of that when we get the treasurer's report. Paulina, you have a hand up? Are you raising your hand to speak, Paulina?
Yes, thank you. I did. Michael, thank you for recognizing me. Question is, do you know if Mr. Thomas mentioned whether he will be having a discussion with staff, programmers, both paid and volunteer, regarding the grid?
He just said the staff, and I did write him to, regarding the question of having all the staff involved, the paid and unpaid. I don't think I heard back from him about that. Janine.
Thank you. I guess I wanted to see if we could have a motion to request that his reports be in writing to the LSB and to the public on a monthly basis. I know he's very busy right now. You know what I mean? There's a lot going on. But, if he created a report and forwarded it to you, the chair, that it could be shared with the LSB and the listeners on a monthly basis, because I believe at one point we requested the on-air report or on-air from the director. So anyway, I'm just wondering if how to go about doing that, or if anyone is in agreement that something like that is a good idea.
Well, I'll take that as a motion. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Okay, thank you. Beth, you had your hand up as well. Was that to speak to something else or to this?
This is about this.
Go ahead.
The interim general manager has yet to make any effort to meet with the Programming Oversight Committee, just for the record. It's good that he's meeting with staff. At some point in the process, listeners should be taken into account. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so there's a motion from Janine, seconded by Bella and Beth simultaneously, to request a written report from the IGM and circulate that and make it public.
Excuse me. For both the IGM and the GM, so for the future. On. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, understood.
I raised my hand. I also wanted to note that yesterday at an outside conference meeting, Mo Thomas attended, and he assured everyone that very shortly the address, communication with the listeners, dialogue with the listeners, open line will happen. But the issue is, of course, April 4th. He's also trying to hold a wide communication with all paid and unpaid staff. But again, the July 4th is the stickler, whether it will be before or right after. But then he said that the right after is when the fund drive will start. So all of those things are, you know, up on the air right now.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. I did neglect to mention that. He told me that he had gotten on the Pacifica Listener Forum, unofficial call that takes place that Andrew Weiss has set up, and he thought he, you know, had a good chance to talk with people there and appreciated the feedback he got. Mr. Reyes, go ahead.
Yeah, along with those reports from the LSV, can there be a national representation by one of the directors on that LSV report? Can you ask that?
Yes, the you recall the PMB motion calls for rotating, you know, through the membership of the local station board, and I think it would be appropriate to have both listener and staff members of the LSV and the director on each of the calls as we go through that sequence. He was asking that if I could be on as a moderator, which I'm willing to do, you know, if that's, you know, if he feels that's necessary to have a effective show. But we can work out the exact details. But I think that would be the general idea, is that it's not, you know, we're going to rotate through the whole membership of the LSB, assuming the LSB continues as these shows are aired. So is there any objection to Janine's motion? Maybe you can type that motion up or put it in the chat, Janine, so we have a written record of it. And then hearing no objection, I'll assume that basically the sense of the body is we do want a written report from the IGM and the GM going forward that can be distributed monthly. Thank you. So we have a public comment, and just remind people. Oh, Mansoor, you have a hand up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Michael. Isn't that part of the GMs? They do give a report, written report, automatically.
Dr. Halley, did this talk.
Isn't that part of his job anyway? I mean, we don't need to pass a motion for this. He's supposed to do it. All managers do it, and Yell did it all the time. So.
Well, Anil did it about quarterly, and that was an issue. So going forward, we're saying we'd like a monthly report in writing.
Raymond Goldstone to the side.
Okay, hang on a second. I just want to be clear that we're going forward with that motion. I see it in the chat requesting the IGM and GM reports to be forwarded in writing to LSB members and to listeners before the monthly meeting of the LSB. So I don't think there are any objections to that. So I have Kim in the stack wants to make a public comment. Andrew Weiss, Raymond Goldstone, anybody else?
Dr. Halley.
Dr. Halley, okay.
Margo, excuse me, Bella,
don't speak. Thank you. All right, so I have five people. It's... I lost track of who came on first. Who is that?
Jay, you said Kim Kaufman.
Yes, that's right, Kim. Go ahead, Kim. You have to unmute yourself probably, Kim.
Yeah, here I'm going. Actually, I did hear the others speak first, but I'm here, so. Okay. Hi, everyone. With respect to the third-party fundraising motion coming up, I would like to suggest that someone make a substitute motion along the lines of the LSB asks the GM to inform the LSB as to the status of compliance regarding the third-party fundraising. Also to include what policies and practices are in place to handle this issue going forward to be in compliance with the FCC regs. In general, I object to motions that require paid staff or outside consultants or contractors to do unnecessary work, and that also incurs unnecessary charges for Pacifica. I know people are working on this issue, and I know that they know what's going on, and that's why I think you should ask the GM before passing this motion. NEDA is not paid to do work for KPFK. Asking them to do work on this is unfair to them and unnecessary since the work has already been done. Pacifica's general counsel does not do this, and it's unnecessary. And Pacifica's FCC attorney has been contacted. As for the larger policy matters, that's a separate issue that should be dealt without the paid people, and you need to decide what those issues are for you.
Rosie, are you keeping track of time?
20 seconds.
Okay.
So as to the larger policy issues, I certainly have questions with that. But as for this, I just think you need a report from the GM. He knows what's going on. And there you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Raymond Goldstone?
Thank you. I do have one question. On the matter of the inclusion, committee of inclusion, there is now public comment, then there is that, and then there is a second public comment. Should comments on the committee of inclusion be now or later?
Public comment is not restricted. You can comment on anything you want. We have three periods of public comment, which are distributed throughout the course of the meeting for a total of 30 minutes. We try to keep them after major reports, so the people who want to comment on that can do so, but you're not restricted.
Well, but what would you prefer?
So just speak. Make whatever comment you wish to.
Well, I'll wait until the second period and not take others' time.
Okay, thank you. Andrew Weiss?
Yes, greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, first of all, welcome everybody. Mr. Chair, can you tell me how much time I have to speak as a listener?
Usually it's 90 seconds, actually, in the listener comments.
All right. In regards to the report to the listener, dialogue with the listener, I think we need to distinguish between a report and a dialogue. I just jumped on the call here, but I did hear Mr. Monsieur say something about a written report to the LSB and perhaps to the listeners. And while that's fine and good, and we appreciate that, that is not what us listeners would really like to see, or this listener. And what the communications motion passed by the PNB is mandating that we have an on-air discussion with the listeners, and I think we should call it that, a dialogue or a discussion with the listener, not to be talked to by the management or the staff or the LSB, but to be talked with. We have an open discussion with phone lines, open listeners calling in, and dialoguing, a two-way discussion. And we would like to see this. I've heard this from other listeners, so I'd say we, both from the management, staff members rotating through, as well as LSB members, as well as PNB members, as well as the executives of the Pacifica Foundation. And I'd like to let everybody know, report optimistically, that did go on yesterday at the Pacifica Listener Forum, which I am a co-coordinator of and the moderator of. The general manager, Mo Thomas, interim general manager, came on for an hour and dialogued with the people there, as well as one of the staff members, Steve Weatherwax, the office manager. It went great. I invite everybody in the LSB to participate, as well as other staff members, to do this and that to do this on the air. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Halley.
Okay, I believe I'm unmuted, yes?
Go ahead, speak.
Okay, thank you. I'm hoping you can hear me all right. I'm speaking on a backup phone. The volume may be a little lower than usual. During the last PROC meeting, just a few days ago, there was some discussion of this board policy. Apparently, it's strictly a policy and not related to the bylaws. That in the various committees, the number of members, voting members, is limited to one less than the number of board members attending. I think this is preposterous, very, very worrisome, and I urge the board to rescind this. I'm just aghast at this. I think it tends to discourage membership, I'd say involvement by the membership, by the listener, sponsor, stakeholders. And I think there's a lot of mischief involved in this, whether it's intentional or not. I guess that's it for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Margo Eiser, and then I see Jonathan has his hand up as well.
Yes. Yes. Okay, here we go. First, I agree that there should be no third-party fundraising, and whatever can be done to stop that is important. Second, I think there should be no limit to listener, sponsor, members participating in voting, et cetera, in committees. Maybe one LSB member required to share the meeting, and then maybe a secretary. But that's it. Third, I agree management and the LSB should have regularly scheduled on-air dialogues with listeners. Now, third, there is a big problem that I've been told, oh, people don't like the fundraising, blah, blah, blah. But I also don't think people like to have a supposedly non-commercial radio station to have commercials blocked, blurted in or intruded in on their programs when the hosts have put together really neat programs that flow together and have connections. It's not required except to say at 15-minute intervals, maybe you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, period. Then at the top of the hour, maybe you could have one of the noisy, unrelated, horn-honking commercials. But that may be why we have a lot of people dropping out for listening to KTFK, because it's gotten to be much, too much more like a jangly commercial station. And third, just I think there's been a disruption in the virus crisis. It's really hard for the candidates to get signatures, and we think we should maybe really have an extension of the time for them to gather their signatures so that certain ways that maybe they can work out a way to have a drive-by sign-up or something like that. So you can contact the election supervisors. But first of all, stop the commercials intruding in programs on KPFK. That is very, very, very off-putting, and it may be why the listeners are leaving, not coming, not supporting. Thank you for letting me have this. I hope you understood me. I hope I helped folks slowly enough.
Yes, thank you.
Back on that. Okay, thank you.
Clear. Sure. Jonathan? You have to unmute yourself, Jonathan.
I wanted to make a point that it is imperative that the KPFK LSB and the general manager, as well as the executive director, mandate a fair and uniform schedule of not only CARTs, but especially on-air dialogues and or debates in prime time. And this must happen, otherwise we're not going to actually have a real democratic process here in regards to listener determination as to how they may vote on the New Day Pacifica proposal and any other proposal, not to mention the KPFK LSB elections. So this has been the missing element in this entire process, not only legally, but in process, I mean in due process. And this really actually attests to fraud. Okay, and I mean it absolutely. Fraudulently manifested process that is really mandated by the bylaws to be inclusive, open, transparent, verifiable when it comes to all of the information and the data. So, in that regard, We need to use five signals. This should be mandated across the board by the executive director and the national board. But at least each station LSB must discuss this. This is of the utmost importance right now. If it continues to be disregarded by the KPFK, then every single member is responsible for this aberration of the legal responsibility we have to uphold an actual democratic process on the air. This cannot happen in a vacuum. It cannot happen without the listeners being involved.
John, did you hear you were called time by the...
No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear anything.
Yes, I wrote you a call time. Thank you. Any additional listener comments? Otherwise, we'll move on in the agenda. All right, thank you. Next item up is the Treasurer and Finance Committee report. There was a request in the chat if the Treasurer's report could be posted in the chat. Oh, I'm sorry. Comment from Mahara Andala? Okay, it's posted, I guess. It's a posted comment. We'll get back to it. Fred, do you have a Treasurer's
how
report?
About, no, you skipped over the Director's reports.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I was looking at the wrong public comment. That's right. Yes, the Director's reports.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. I forgot, neglected to tell you that I sent you both agendas, open and closed, in Word documents. A little while ago.
I have it printed out. I'm fine. I just I looked at the wrong spot on the agenda.
Okay.
Director's reports. Beth Van Gunsen had a written one, so why don't we start with her?
Thank you. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment. I have to turn back to that now. I have to look at one page to mute, unmute, and another page to report. So, my report for the last month. I'm pleased to report that Pacifica financial prospects continue to improve. Work on the 2020 audit is wrapping up and on track to come in slightly ahead of schedule, well in compliance with nonprofit reporting requirements. The KPFK budget is next up for consideration and approval by the National Finance Committee and the Pacifica National Board, leaving then only the National Office budget to complete a full complement of all eight Pacifica unit budgets in place for the first time in more than 5 years. That will provide a starting point to begin work immediately on all fiscal year 2022 budgets, aiming to have all budgets completed and in place on time by October at the beginning of fiscal year 2022, putting Pacifica back on a more manageable, predictable, stable path forward, improving our financial credibility, creditworthiness, and financial prospects. The National Strategic Planning Committee continues consideration of several strategic options. The possibility of floating a private issue bond to enable Pacifica members to buy back our debt, allowing us to reduce the cost, extend the terms over time, and recover control of our financial future. Research is underway as to the most favorable financial institution and arrangements with which to implement such an option before presenting a proposal. The possibility of monetizing the value of the Pacifica Radio Archives by means of the sale of non-fungible tokens is also under consideration. Excuse me. Blockchain technology and digital financial instruments are presently undergoing rapid evolution. For now, the carbon cost remains significant, perhaps prohibitive, though efforts are underway to reduce the carbon footprint of such digitally denominated assets. The Strategic Planning Committee is generally taking a broader, proactive approach to risk management. A focus on risk identification, mitigation, and prevention can ratchet down costs and liability, increase financial credibility, prevent negative headlines, and build a stronger, more stable, more resilient Pacifica. This includes but is not limited to improving emergency management policies, protocol, and practices throughout the organization. The Pacifica National Technology Task Force met this month to consider the feasibility of efforts to requalify for CPB funding. While we recognize that our options are limited for the remainder of this year, regaining CPB funding is generally regarded as a worthy objective that should be undertaken sooner rather than later. To that end, the new general manager will need to prioritize growing an audience and listener support commensurate with our potential. A renewed effort toward consistent, proper, open public meeting documentation is also imperative. Over the course of the last month, I've attended all local and national board, committee, and task force meetings in which I'm responsible to represent the KPFK LSB and listeners, including all Pacifica National Board meetings, National Finance Committee, and Strategic Planning Committee meetings, and a meeting, and a meeting of the Pacifica National Technology Task Force, the Pacifica National Governance Committee Subcommittee on Bylaws Review and Revision has been reconfigured as a task force, making me again eligible to take part. So I've rejoined that effort. I've also requested that the Pacifica Development Task Force reconvene. In response, we are now slated to meet before the end of this month, and I'll be there. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about any of our work at the national level, please feel free to be in touch, and I'll do my best to respond. Respectfully submitted, Beth von Gunten, today's date.
Thanks.
Who was that reporting just then?
That was Beth von Gunten. Next is Lawrence Reyes. You need to unmute yourself, Lawrence. There we go.
So I normally submit a written report. I've been, my life has been very busy, and I've been in union negotiations with LA County for this whole week, so I did not submit a written report. But I do have some, hold on, there's a plane going over my house. Hold on, please. I did request to go last, Michael. I'll go to you in the
chat. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that.
It's okay. So I just have some brief announcements. I completely, if Beth allows me to sign on to her report, I will do that because it's accurate and up to date. I also would like to announce that the PNB Governance Committee is meeting on 6/23, which is Wednesday, 8:30 Eastern Time. And you could stream it on kpftx.org. Also, the committee of, the KPFK Committee of Inclusion, I have set aside a day for Saturday, June 28th at 4 p.m. So if those of you who are in the public are interested in, participating in that critical committee of inclusion, such as Mr. Goldstone and others, please communicate with me.
I believe Saturday is the 26th.
Oh, okay. I meant to say Monday the 28th. My bad. I'll tell you, I've been in so many negotiations that I've just been very busy.
Monday, June 28th, what time?
4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And there'll be a calling number to send out. Negotiations are coming to a head. And so it's just been a struggle with dealing with such a bureaucratic government in LA County, as you all know. But we are in the struggle. We are fighting for justice for our workers and our members. So with so just to let you know, the Committee of Inclusion is a very critical piece, along with the community advisory boards that are formed throughout the network, and a community of inclusion process also contributes to the it becomes advantageous for us to get to have our CPP funding restore, along with the audits and all the other great stuff that Beth reported. So I will sign on to Beth's report. I hope that's okay, Beth. Thank you for doing that. I normally submit a written report. I'd like to apologize to the board for not being able to do that this month. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Osborne?
Yes, thank you. So I'll also agree with Mr. Reyes as to the validity and the merits of our colleague who has submitted a written report. I find that the PNB meetings, there's not, the finance issues that we've all become aware of through one source or another have calmed down a bit, you know, with the government money that's been handed out. And there's no longer the emergency weekly meetings that the PNB used to have. We were meeting at least four times a week there for the first couple of months. And, you know, all of us were, I think, getting kind of burned out from such lengthy and numerous meetings. So things seem to have stabilized, and the meetings are running more smoothly and more efficiently. There aren't serious or significant issues that we see at the PNB that directly influence, KPFK per se. They obviously deal with the network, but it seems like many of the stations, you know, have individual problems. And sometimes the PNB, in my opinion, kind of gets involved in micromanaging some of these local decisions. We use up some valuable time getting involved in discussing what I consider to be local management issues. Other people may disagree with that. But, I wish that the PNB would kind of stick with the national policy issues and not get too involved in each local station. But sometimes that really doesn't happen. As in terms of the referendum, we don't deal with that, a lot. That seems to be, handled by the people that are the election commissioner who makes a report to us, and by our general counsel. Those are usually reports that are held in executive session. So we're not at liberty to kind of discuss those things in detail. And also, as you may know, there's an arbitration procedure that's been set up by the elections commissioner. The arbitrator is a kind of a world-renowned civil rights lawyer who, by the way, just had a case get overturned by the United States Supreme Court this week. Some of the, technical issues dealing with the alleged violations by one party or another that you folks might have heard about, including Jane Fonda and Danny Glover issues, are being dealt with by the elections commissioner and in arbitration. So those are my thoughts and my comments. Obviously, if anybody has a question or wants to follow up on anything I said, please feel free to email me or call me on my cell phone. Thank you.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
Yeah, I wasn't able to attend the last PNB meeting because I was in the hospital.
Sorry.
What I can report, just based on what's been said, is I can mention that I'm on a special task force looking into cryptocurrency and NFTs, and we're in the process of trying to create some Pacifica-specific NFTs that could be auctioned off, and the proceeds, of course, would go to help the network and the station. So that's a task force I'm working on, and that's something we're currently moving towards. That's it.
Great. Terrific initiative there. Okay, so... Yeah, hang on. I just wanted to reiterate what was said about the Committee of Inclusion. I think it's one of the most important bodies that exists. The description of it is in the agenda that was attached. The members of that body that are elected are Lawrence as director, and I believe it was Avelia, Paul, and Bella as LSB members, and that once that body meets, it can add additional people to it. But it's really one of the most critical and substantive responsibilities. It is a PNB committee. Everybody should be aware of that. It's not an LSB committee. And as such, it has the capacity to deal with some of the very grave things that are going on. There was a recent whiteout of particularly black, indigenous, and people of color programmers at KPFT. And that's the type of thing that needs to be taken up immediately by committees of inclusion all around the network. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Thank you. So I wanted to ask Alexa, so for the public and everyone, what is the net NFT on the task force that he's assigned to dealing with?
Does this go back and forth, Mike, or all the
people? Yeah, go ahead, Ali. Yeah, respond. Most people are not, might not be clear on what that is.
So it's a rather lengthy and complicated explanation, but the simplest explanation would be that it's a unique item. Could be a graphic or sound or recording or piece of art that is auctioned off and usually paid for with digital currency, which can be transferred to U.S. dollars.
Yeah, so thing is it recently, you know, you may have seen in the news a lot of collector's items of you know, just photographs or artwork or other things that are unique and therefore assign a monetary value, even though they're digital. And that's essentially what it is. So it's a matter of finding such products that Pacifica could offer as a fundraising mechanism. So we're going to go to public comment. I had Steve Zeltzer has his hand up for quite some time, and I'll read a comment from Hara Adala. Go ahead, Steve. You need to unmute yourself.
Yeah, I want to speak a little briefly about this situation with Danny Glover. I had originally talked to him opposing the first set of bylaws, which he agreed to do and made a video. And I had talked to him about the second bylaw proposal. And when I talked to him, I went over the fact that it was similar to the last one in corporatizing and centralizing the running of Pacifica and just really attacking democratic governance. And he agreed with me and said that he would oppose it. He subsequently apparently changed his mind and said he wanted to be neutral. But I want to make clear where, you know, where he stood originally and on the second bylaw. But one of the issues that was raised is by Danny is the relevance of Pacifica and the problem of Pacifica becoming a major platform for people in this country. And I agree with him and others that Pacifica is losing members, is losing listeners. And one of the reasons it's losing listeners is its programming is not relevant to people. And that has to change. And I believe that we have to develop a multimedia platform. I believe we have to have live programming covering the struggles going on in the streets. Many young people listen to mobile devices. They're not listening to the radio. There was a protest against the Zim ship in San Francisco with the longshoremen involved in that. That should have been broadcast live. There are many struggles going on in Los Angeles. And that is, we've had an obstacle with management at KPFA, particularly doing live programming. And I think that that is really why the central problem, the problem is not the financial problem. $4 million is a small amount of money for a network the size of Pacifica to owe. The problem is we're not attracting young people and new listeners. That's the problem. And the reason we're not doing that is because we're not providing the content.
Did you hear the time?
To do that. Thank you.
Steve, thank you. I'm going to read a comment from Har Handala. I see someone up with a hand from on an iPad. Here's his Har's remarks. Number one, regarding the current bylaws referenda, why is no Pacifica delegate or director challenged the NES on the contradictory info given on the voting period, namely on elections.pacifica.org? Her timeline says 30 days, but in giving June 7th as the first day and July 7th as the last, that's 31. So which is it? Also no Tuesday, June 22nd is the last day to ask for a paper ballot. And so everybody should be aware of that. That's coming right up within 2 days. If you do want to vote on a paper ballot, you have to make that request with the ballot request form on elections.pacifica.org. Number two, point from Hara, also in the bylaws referendum. Why has no Pacifica delegate or director publicly challenged the NES on her saying the voter guide that a referendum outcome, a majority, 5% plus one, will determine? She chose not to say there has to be a majority in both the listener member referendum and the staff member referendum. Why has no one acted on this error? Number three, the current LSB election since March, the National Election Supervisors, has a timeline that violates the bylaws, Article 4, Section 5, saying results have to be certified by October 15th, but instead she has voting through to that date. Why has no Pacifica delegate director made this known publicly? That's unacceptable. So I don't know if anyone wants to comment on that. I thought that the October 15th was... if there was an extension for lack of quorum, but I could be wrong. So I don't know if anybody else wants to
comment. Bella, to the staff.
All right. Well, let's leave it till after the public comment. I had Ruth and Mansoor, but what happened to the iPad? Somebody was on an iPad that had no name, just said iPad, and her hand went down.
That was me, Michael.
Oh, that's Ruth. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, all right, go ahead, Ruth.
Okay, thanks. So first of all, in terms of meetings with the town hall meeting with the manager, Mo was saying that he, you know, would get around to it in July or whatever. I believe that if we are going to have another fundraiser in July, that we should have a town hall with him before that. I think it's not great to ask for more money after a June fund drive without having people be able to raise their concerns and get some sort of idea that their concerns are listened to and might even be acted on so that they would feel, you know, sanguine about donating. That's number one. Number two, if you're going to put out a cart, I am assuming I'm new to all of this, which has pros and cons about the referendum. I think a letter should go out to the membership that cart is available and how to get to it. And I'm talking about a letter to the membership, not just an announcement on the homepage, because I don't think a lot of people go to the homepage. It's important enough for people to be informed people should know about the cart. It would be ideal if there were a town hall debate between the two sides that everybody could come into. I know they tried to schedule one before, but when I called in, it had already passed. The announcement was so bad that it didn't take into account the time changes. So I think it would be great if there were a town hall debate that was advertised or sent out to members so people could join. And finally, on the Fonda Glover deal, it looks like there were irregularities on both sides. So if there are any retractions or whatever, they should apply equally to both sides, since both sides apparently had some strange things happen with regard to people supporting them. Finally, about nominations, please make sure that people have enough time to do the nominations or be nominators, and that process is clear on the election board or whatever, since you know, time is of the essence, and all of this is being done electronically this year. Thank you so much.
Raymond Goldstone.
Thank you.
Back.
Okay, yes, Mr. Goldstone, and then Andrew Weiss.
Thank you. First, briefly, I was, as a candidate, I was told that I could also be a nominator, and that I was automatically because of the same email address. So apparently all candidates are also on the panel of nominators. Finally,
yes, that's correct.
Thank you. Finally, it's a bit confusing to me about this committee of inclusion. If it is a PNB committee, I'm troubled. As I read the material in the agenda, or the actually it was appendix to the agenda, it sounded more like a diversity police or an inclusivity police to deal with these issues rather than trying to expand into communities that... I beg your pardon?
20 seconds.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, we've got 20 seconds. Andrew Weiss?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, regarding the current election, Pacifica election, the Pacifica Listener Forum is focusing on the two elections, the bylaws referendum, as well as the LSB candidate elections. We are holding weekly forum conference calls. And we are an independent, unaffiliated organization. We are neutral. We do not endorse or sponsor any listeners or any position on the bylaws. And we are inviting people on both sides of the issue for the bylaws referendum to present to the participants of the forum, as well as all candidates for any LSB of any station, including KPFK, to come on to our forums and present themselves to our participants and take questions and comments from the participants. And last week, or yesterday, Saturday, one of our weekly forum conference calls, we had two LSB candidates present themselves. And I, Andrew Weiss, the co-coordinator, invite all other candidates to come on any week to present themselves. And you can email us at PacificaListenerForum@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there additional public comments? Okay, we're going to move along because we're pressing up against our time certain of 12:30 for the closed session. So the next item on the agenda.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Okay, in regards to what? Bella or Beth, first, Bella, what did you want to speak about?
Yes, I would like to present a motion so that the LSB requests of the National Election Supervisor to provide the facility for running candidates for the LSB to gather their signatures electronically via...
It exists. I don't know if you've looked at it. That there's a very clear explanation on the website about how to become either a nominee or a nominator. Beth?
No, you misunderstood. This is the petition for the candidate, the petition signature.
To gather
electronically versus in person.
I'll reiterate it. You go to elections.pacifica.org, you can nominate yourself, or you can also sign up as a nominator, a person who can sign petitions. It's there.
Oh,
please, move on.
That area was not too clear. I did read that.
Okay.
But it did
not tell me that
is how you can get your signature. It does not specify that.
Okay, we'll work on that. I don't think it needs a motion. We need to move on, please. Beth, what's your issue?
I wanted to request that the written comments, from the chat from Dara Handala, be sent to those of us who can't see them. I will commit to doing my best to following up on those issues. I've been putting in more than a full-time job already, and I'm just completely maxed out. It's not like I haven't been paying attention, but no one person can do it all. So I'm grateful when listeners call very specific items like this to my attention so that I can follow up.
Okay, thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. The Treasurer's Report, please, and the Finance Committee.
Okay.
Chair, before I have a request for information, Chair, real quick. Was there a written report? Was there a written report that FECA sent me?
I'll make it right now.
Yes, it was sent. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. Well, I apologize to the board that I don't have a written report this month for the treasurers. I was elected yesterday as the chair of the local finance committee. Just make that announcement. So I'm going to do this off the cuff. I did attend this month's local finance committee. The business manager, Barry Brooks, did provide a written summary and a verbal description of the June financials. He said that the bank balance as of June 15th, after payment of the first installment of the monthly payroll, would be $90,840. And he's assured us that we would have enough money to make the second monthly payroll at the end of the month of June, which corresponds to the fact that we will probably be starting a fund drive in July after the July 4th holiday. The totals for the fund drive, for the spring fund drive that lasted 45 days from April 20th through June 4th, is currently at $414,000. That's the pledges. I can't give you a number on actual cash that has gone into the bank account, but typically by the second month, we should have about 90% fulfillment rate. He also reported that the monthly, the bi-monthly payrolls are now down to $50,000. That includes, the payments of, severance and other, for the people that have been terminated, earlier. So, payroll is down mm-hmm. by about $20,000, a payroll. He also reported that we still haven't paid off the $17,000 that was borrowed from another business unit within Pacifica. I believe that was the affiliates unit or KPFA.
It was the affiliates unit.
Thank you, Michael. So this is all off the cuff. Unfortunately, the spring fund drive, which ran very long, 45 days, did not bring enough money in to get us through mid July. So there's going to have to be we're going to have to do another fund drive to keep the organization going. I believe we are still running a deficit, probably now down between 30 and 50,000 a month from what it was previously. And I guess I'll have to open it up for questions. I don't have any more information on the top of my head that I can give to the board.
Bella to the stack.
Michael,
Fred, are you going to say something else before we open up? Did you want to say something else?
No, this was off the cuff and is extemporaneously, so I'll open it up to questions.
Okay. All right, Bella, go ahead.
Yes, so thank you, Fred, for that. And congratulations being nominated. Full dictatorship of both the Treasury and the Finance Committee. Let's see how this goes forward. It has not worked in the past, so I don't know. Right now, the fund drive had an incredible high cost of over $47,000. And this is the first time we have received a cost report from the outside outfit, Allegiance. Over 47, nearly 48,000
And the goal for this fund drive was $650,000. It came low at $414,000 at so many days. It is no wonder that our listeners are so exhausted from giving. And now we're going into the next one. This is a recipe for disaster, and we're not dealing with the issue, which is programming, and keep reducing the personnel costs. $50,000 now of personnel does not include certain benefits. So we need to look at the net payroll, if that, you know, and then account for all the benefits and then the taxes as well. So if you say 50, you have to be clear what is in that number. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Bella. I see Lawrence and Mansour, and then we're going to move on.
Could I respond with a short comment?
Okay, go quickly.
Yes.
Before Fred speaks, may I say something?
Well,
I'll be very brief.
Okay. Fred, hang on, Fred. Take the other comments, and then you can reply to everybody.
Did I just hear Bella calling Fred a fool dictator in her comments?
I said it was it's a dictatorship. I said that in general.
Okay, thank you, Bella. Lawrence, you had your hand up?
Yeah, I thought you were going to let Fred.
I said, let's get the other comments and Fred can respond.
Great. Okay, thank you. So, Fred, I have three questions. When you speak of a $30,000 plus deficit, do you mean, is that a monthly deficit? Is that a deficit to central services? And if that's not, hold on, let me finish, please. Central services. And was this fund drive the longest fund drive in KPFK history? And I wonder if New Day Pacifica and their support staff are going to blame us too.
Can I respond?
Well, Janine, raise your hand. Can we get one more comment and then you can respond? Janine?
No, I was just going to elaborate on Bella, but it doesn't
That's all right.
pertain to the report.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, this has been the longest fund drive in my memory. I haven't gone back to 15 years to see how long this was. Oh, by the way, the daily average for this fund drive was at the end of the fund drive was 9,000 a day. For those that are interested. As to the deficit I mentioned, the reason is I gave a range. I said the monthly deficit is between 30 and 50,000 a month, and that's basically because we're bringing in substantial amounts of money, we're spending more. So we're still running up a deficit, but we're going in the right direction. Expenses are being cut. Payroll is down. The amount of money I specified in the bank account on June 15th included a payment, I think, of $20,000 for health benefits. So it was payroll and health benefits. Okay. I'll stop
you.
There.
About central services.
I'm sorry.
Central services.
Yeah, we pay central services out of some of the money that we got, from the. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm the chair. It's 12. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's 12. Excuse me. Please stop talking. It is 12:15. We have 12:30 time certain. I want to move on. I see Paulina's hand up. People can attend the Finance Committee meetings to deal with some of this. Go ahead, Paulina, and then we're going to move the agenda.
Very briefly, I would just like to clarify that the length of this fund drive is deceiving, given that the first week of the fund drive was not a full fund drive. It was a soft drive. Nobody was preempted. People were doing their regular content, and we were just pitching, three times an hour. And so when we give numbers and give daily averages, it's very important to clarify whether we were speaking of the first, you know, week of the experiment of the salt drive, or we're talking about the rest of it. So I would say, you know, keep that in mind when you...
You muted yourself, but thank you. Ali Lekta agrees in the written chat. We've had other long drives that were of the same nature, sort of soft drives, a long period of time. I do want to move the agenda because we have to get to, we have two other items from the Governance Committee. There's a third-party fundraising motion, and there were comments about that. The motion is in the agenda. Whereas third-party fundraising presents unresolved legal issues, third-party fundraising presents unresolved financial issues, and third-party fundraising presents unresolved regulatory issues, whereas Pacifica policy is to conduct all business in compliance with all applicable laws and regulations and consistent with Pacifica bylaws and policy. Therefore, be it resolved that KPFK shall pause all third-party fundraising immediately and until legal, accounting, and policy issues are resolved. The LSB further urges that Pacifica consult NETA accountants, Pacifica compliance officers, Pacifica general counsel, the FCC compliance attorneys, and others as necessary for guidance to resolve outstanding issues before resuming third-party fundraising.
Bella, to the staff.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I oppose this motion. Kim's comments I took at heart. What we need to do is investigate this internally. This is not the first time that this has come up. However, I am in favor of ceasing temporarily third-party dealings over the air where KPFK's funding gets divided up, split.
Okay.
So I am against that, but I am against the way the motion is insisting that we should be consulting with NETA,
okay,
et cetera.
Thank you. All right, so, Janine, and then Paulina.
Well, may I motivate my motion, please?
Okay, go ahead, yeah. Beth, quickly.
Thank you. It's been suggested that we should wait for the GM to report to us and inform us about this, but the GM is not here to report on this or anything else. Knowing that I've raised the issue, the GM has offered only blanket assurances that supposedly we're in compliance, but with no documentation to back that up and no effort to report to governance on this or anything else. Compliance is the responsibility of management. Oversight is the responsibility of governance. And this has been let go far, far too long. It's now grown to a national issue because KPFK produced programming entailing third-party fundraising continues to be aired, including on other Pacifica stations. So the issue may have started here, but it has now gone national. Because we have not been given any documentation, any verifiable information that we are in compliance, I think it's imperative that we stop until that assurance, that verifiable assurance can be provided.
That's okay, thank you. I had hands up from Paulina and Janine, and I'd like to call the question after that.
Was I first?
Go ahead.
I have also received the verbal assurances from our GM that this has been more than cleared with legal counsel, that any type of third-party fundraising has been is being done according to FTC rules and regulations. Of course, I understand, Beth, you're saying that we need to see it. My question is what... I wouldn't be ready to vote on this one way or the other because I think that we need to further discuss what exactly constitutes third-party fundraising, give examples, and see how this how this really is affecting us, what's the percentage of shows that are doing this kind of thing, et cetera, et cetera. So to me, it's a bit more complicated than doing it in 1 minute, and given that we have a time certain that's in 9 minutes and we owe 10 more minutes of comments to our listeners, I would suggest we... we postpone to the next meeting. Thank you.
I second that, Janine.
Okay, I'll take that as a motion to postpone. I realize this was already brought up to the last meeting and got knocked off the agenda because of the timing, and the body can prevail. Other objections to postponing it to the next meeting, but I think it has to be the first item on the agenda in that case.
I object. This is Beth.
Fred objects also.
If we are in violation.
Okay, I heard two objections. We're going to move quickly to a vote on whether to postpone it or not. Can you call the roll, Janine?
Alan Beek. This is to postpone.
This is on the motion to postpone, yes.
Yeah.
This is Alan Beek. What am I called for?
It's the motion to postpone the Governance Committee motion about resolving the KPFK pause all third-party fundraising and have the Pacifica consult with various people regarding it. It's in the agenda. It's a motion to postpone that to the next meeting. Okay, thank you.
Fred Blair.
I vote no.
Thank you. Sandy Childs.
I vote yes.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
Thank you. Jan Goodman.
Pass.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson.
No.
Thank you. Abelia Jones.
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Thank you. James Osborne.
Pass.
Was that a pass or a yes?
Pass.
Thank you. Robert Payne.
Payne writes that he abstains.
He abstains, he says.
Abstain. Thank you. Lydia Ponce.
Pass. I got disconnected. I need to hear the motion.
It's a motion to postpone the Governance Committee motion on third-party fundraising because of the time element. Go ahead. Keep reading the list, please.
Lawrence Reyes.
I'm abstaining. Lawrence abstains.
Thank you. Rocio Rivas.
I'll pass.
Thank you. Paul Roberson.
No.
Thank you. Janine Roan is a yes. Mansoor Sabah.
I'll pass.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
I'll abstain.
Okay, thank you. Paulina Vasilyev.
Yes.
Thank you. Beth von Guten.
No.
Thank you. Going back to our passes, that would be Jan Goodman.
You have to unmute, Jan.
Yes.
Thank you. Going to James Osborne.
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce.
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. And Rocio Rivas.
I'll abstain as well.
Thank you. Mansoor Sabah.
Yes.
Okay, so without the chair, it's 10 yeses, 4 noes, and 5 abstains for 19 votes.
Okay, so it's postponed. It will be the first item on the agenda next time. Last item of business is public comments. There was a long public comment. I'll try to get to it from Hara Handala. Other members of the public wish to speak, please raise your hand. Ruth, go ahead. Ruth Strauss, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to say that, and I really don't understand a lot about finances, but I think it would be good if we had somebody locally going over all aspects of financial of the
of KPFK's finances. I have been listening in for a long time on the finance committee meetings. We have not gotten reliable information from the business manager, as far as I can tell. And I'm not the only one who thinks that. There are people who were members of the committee before I was a member who have also said that. I'm not sure that NIDA is, I really don't understand a lot of these things, but I'm not, NIDA seems to be, you know, more concerned, probably appropriately so, with getting the budgets into compliance nationally. The Allegiance people or whoever they are that we had here didn't even do like break down profits and losses, with the fund drive. So I really think that, we should call upon members of the committee who, you know, have bookkeeping knowledge, or records knowledge to, do this locally and have people who, you know, who can volunteer and go over the financials. This is, we're on life support. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'll read Hara's as quickly as I can. 93% of money dispersed by the CPB is through the Community Service Grant Program. Applications list closed May 19th. Why has no specific decision maker mentioned this in public session? A CPB application would have been rejected anyway because it wouldn't be compliant with CPB rules because of lack of public explanation of many meetings closed to the public and no evidence in the meeting archives that the community advisory boards are functioning at the five stations. The upcoming sale of KPFD's land and building, FJC, who Pacifica owns, $3 million, take one-third of the property valuation they hold. Importantly, this sum may exceed one-third of the sale price, let alone the net proceeds. Number four, the fiscal year 2019 auditor's report dated April 29th gives covenants of the FJC loan. One is gibberish. I quote, bequests by the foundation are subject to additional interest charges by the lender. This error passed the PMB by, confounded by the draft report never being considered by the PMB audit committee as required by California law. Hopefully this will be written for the next audit due imminently. Hey, have hands up from Andrew Weiss, Maria Skelton, and Colin User 6. Andrew?
Yes, thank you. Regarding the LSD communicating with the listener, two questions. I don't know if this has already been discussed. I joined late, but I'd like to know what is the plan or the intention for the LSD to do the on-air dialogue with the listener on a hopefully monthly basis. I would like to see it be done at least monthly and have all members of the LSP rotate through with open phone lines for the listeners. Also, I'm wondering, is there not a charge for the, lack of a better word, for the LSP to host town hall meetings on their own for the listeners? I'm wondering if that is the case and what is the plan for that. Thank you.
Okay, Maria Skelton and then Colin User 6.
Michael, I have my hand up also. This is Kim.
Oh, okay. Maria, go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to say thank you for allowing me to sit in the meeting and get more information on the rules. Thank you again. Happy Father's Day to everyone that's on.
Thank you. Colin User 6 and then Kim Cuffman.
Okay, thanks very much, and hello to everyone out west. I want to urge everyone who's donated to KPFK or any of our stations and are therefore eligible to vote on the bylaws to vote no. We need changes and adjustments and improvements within Pacifica. But you don't do it by forcing things down other people's throats. And you certainly don't tell everyone you're going to be dying in 6 months and then, you know, waste organizational time and money for more than 2 years in the process of telling us that we're dying in 6 months. In addition, there is so much energy towards the finance report. One of the first things that this bylaw proposal does is to get rid of every station treasurer, so that the in-depth reporting that you would expect from someone who's gotten to know the finances over a period of time, that immediately and completely goes away. They plan to abolish the position of treasurer. And I would ask why. You know, what do you want people to not see about what's happening? In addition to the fact that of a 15-person board, 8 of the seats will be appointed, 4 by naming people to positions that they get to hold for 3 years, the 4 officer positions, without any election. 3 at-large seats, no criteria for appointing them. An affiliate member who comes from an organization that represents about 4 or 5 of our 200-plus affiliate stations. And that's not an election. So 8, right off the top, 8 of the seats, the majority of the seats, are by people who don't have to explain anything, understand anything. They just have to throw enough stuff in the air that people get worried and vote yes. Don't fall for it. You are better than that. Pacifica is better than that. The people who founded Pacifica and the people who died serving Pacifica. And the children who are to come deserve better than that. Vote no and let's talk.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman.
Okay, can you hear me right?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to point out that year to date, there have been 136 fund drive days. If you want to subtract 3 of those because they were soft fund drive days, okay. But still, you're at around 136 days. So going forward with what likely would need to be 2 fund drives till the end of the year, you're looking at over 200 fund drive days. So to consider, you know, revenue without those days is missing the big picture of how basically KPFK has been fooling everyone for over 10 years about keeping the listener support up while on the back end increasing the fund drive days. And you're beyond even legitimacy. I mean, you know, over 50% a day with hardcore fund driving. I mean, you all need to think about that. I also want to point out that if Bella's number for what the fund drive cost is accurate, that's not an unusual number of like 11 to 12% of revenue. That's standard public radio costs for premiums to get that revenue. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional public comments? Otherwise, we're at the question of new business for 2 minutes, and then we'll adjourn. I see no other public comments, and I hear no proposals of new business. So this meeting is adjourned, and I'll ask Janine to start to.
Please.
Sorry?
I asked.
Raymond?
Yes.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
First, I don't want it to go unnoticed that Fred didn't ever really got a chance to reply, but I'm going to do it on his behalf. He does not run any dictatorship. I think very good meetings, very fair and good meetings. Secondly, I have a technical question about third-party fundraising. With, does it include programmers who ask that listeners either go to some other URL or channel and seek funds that way? Is that third-party fundraising? I think it is.
It's not.
I think it should be.
Third-party fundraising is when we're actually pitching on the air, asking for donations and dividing the donations between KPFK and other charitable causes, or just raising for another charitable cause. Okay. I have a hint from Jonathan, and that'll be the last comment before we adjourn.
Oh, dear. I wanted to add something. I just had it on mute. May I do that, Margo?
All right, Jonathan and Margo, but we're at time. Please be quick. Jonathan first and then Margo.
Okay. what I see is those who are controlling KPFK especially, as well as the other stations who are, I'm talking about management and staff that are controlling the station, basically to shut out our opposition to the New Day Pacifica bylaws proposal. While they're griping about that we don't have enough money, we don't have enough listeners' contributions, what they really ought to do is open up the airwaves during fund drives, at least in terms of some scheduled way, so that we can have on-air dialogue so listeners can actually call in. Right now, the New Day Pacifica people, they don't want to hear from listeners. They only want to talk to listeners, and they want to obfuscate the issues that are really underlying their objectives with this bylaws resolution. It's specious. I can't remember who just came on the call before Kim Kaufman, unless it was Kim Kaufman. A woman just made a comment, a very, very astute comment about New Day Pacifica and the fundraising.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
This is imperative. And so this is incumbent upon the local station board to make this happen. Mo Thomas not being available for this meeting other than 20 minutes, 40 minutes. This is outrageous.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. We're going to hear from Margo, and that's it. Go ahead, Margo. Margo Eisler, please speak. Last chance. You have to unmute yourself, Margo. We can't hear you.
Okay. I just unmuted. I find it to be a little bit searching that a person who, although he may even be a volunteer as a treasurer, does not have a report prepared that fully documents every single transaction to the penny of the KPFK budget. That just bothers me a bit in other groups where every transaction is documented to the penny, and that is something that is on a regular basis for a treasurer's report, and then there's observation and discussion. And I also agree that, yes, there must be on-air dialogue, but I do want to say that the treasurer maybe next time should be more prepared and have an actual report sent out to everybody available who's so they can observe it as he gives the report. Thank you. That's what the point of interest.
Sorry, I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none. We're going to stay on this call except for the only the members of the LSB, please. Everybody else.
I'm going to save the chat right now, and then it's available without the executive session on it.
And it will be sent out, Janine, to the LSB?
Yes, I know that I haven't been doing that, but I will do that. And I'm going to stop the recording so that it's its own recording. And
Maya approved.
Thank you. And Fred, take us off the stream.